This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The number of houses for sale in Metro Denver is going up. CJV Real Estate's Carol Reed says that's shifting the market towards buyers and away from sellers.
Definitely, you're starting to see a shift in power. Buyers are not throwing every single penny they have at a transaction. They're able to take their time, be patient, find the right house, and then also negotiate more with the sellers. And the smart sellers are the ones who are willing to negotiate as well.
Median prices have come down, but for many buyers, monthly payments will be comparable to the hot market of the past few years because of higher interest rates. Environmentalists say Colorado officials should make camping, electric cars, and energy-efficient appliances more accessible to the state's Latino population. CPR's Miguel Otalora has more.
Research shows Latinos in Colorado suffer more from human-caused pollution and climate change than the rest of the state. So Conservation Colorado put out what it says is the state's first climate policy guide focused specifically on Latino communities. In it, the group says more funding and legislation should protect Latinos against pollution from highways and industry. It also says policies should help lower-income families upgrade their homes and pay higher electric bills. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Some Front Range cities are taking steps to help their unhoused residents make it through the coming snowstorm. Denver will use its rec centers as warming locations during regular business hours. The city says people can also go to libraries to stay warm. Pueblo is letting religious institutions do the same. This is CPR News.